This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So when it's all said, over, and done with here, this is going to be on them. Those brave and bold MSNBCNN warriors who sold out the conservatives, who once took their cruises until Trump exposed the grift. Those true conservatives, trademark pending, then proceeded to help elect Grandpa Badfinger pseudo-president. At least they are consistent. When they were nominally conservative, the GOP squishes they backed led us to disaster. And the damn leftists they back now are doing the same thing. The conservative ink crew that I'm talking about, these are the smart guys, the moral guys, the experts of expertise. Just ask them. Never Trumpers are the adults in the room. Even if adults aren't the North American man boy Lincoln Project's usual target demo. This Afghanistan disaster, this utter abomination that will lead to tens of thousands of deaths of foreigners who trusted America. The humiliation of our country. Country first, right, guys? And a possible hostage crisis to boot that will require us to thaw out and redeploy Ted Koppel. All of this is on them. But I guess it's not completely on them. Let's face it. They don't have much influence anymore. Their sole purpose is to pretend that there is a conservative constituency for leftism. Nobody gets out there and points to these doofuses and and says, yeah, let's harken back to the glory days when these geniuses were managing America's decline. That was so much better. They failed then, and they are failing now. And when the Silicon Valley suckers funding these turncoat losers wise up and turn off the cash spigot, nobody's going to listen to them at all. It's sort of funny, if you take a moment and take a look at a toad like Bill Kristol, and you wonder what bothers him most, the fact that a bunch of the conservatives despise him, or the fact that most modern conservatives didn't pick him out of a lineup, or couldn't pick him out of a lineup with Lieutenant Colonel Bratwurst, Anna Navarro, and Brian Stelter, who is a potato. You need to understand who these guys are. They are the unaccomplished footnote people, whether it's a hot dog, a sandwich, or a taco, dilemma pundit Jonah Goldberg, who's been coasting off of his one good book for years, or drag queen storytime advocate David French, whose name we could have, once could have made fun of by citing the Gaelic stereotype of military ineptness, except it turns out the frogs are courageously going out into Kabul to sweep up their citizens, while the demented Muppet the Ahoy crew voted for has ordered our American forces to sit tight. They are the co-owners of this fiasco. They wanted Biden. It was imperative to saving the Republic or something. They said this to us with straight faces, very solemnly. Those mean tweets, those damnable mean tweets, we needed the calming, soothing normality of a steady statesman. And we got a senile cone licker in chief instead. And if these guys weren't wrong, they'd be nothing. This is building back better. This is returning dignity and majesty to the Oval Office. This is reaffirming America's standing in the world, which means making our great warriors stand aside as the heroes from Britain and France and elsewhere go out and do the job Americans who don't write for the bulwark once did. Watching Jennifer Rubin melt down on Twitter as the circus she had previously defended descended into total chaos would have been delightful if it were not for the knowledge that across the globe people were literally dying because of the frivolous follies of people like her. To the D.C. New York in crowd, this is all a game. To the people at the consequential end of the policies they pushed and still push, it's life or death, with the current emphasis on the latter. And if any of those apparently healthy military-age males ensconced at some consulting conglomerate like Bain or at the Liberty Eagle Forum for Families, Liberty, and Eagles start sounding off about how the poor kids ought to go back and fight, I'm going to lose it. I intensely dislike the whole chicken hawk thing for many reasons, but these smooth chest hairless weasels, I'll make an exception. How do these traitors come back from this to the extent that they ever could come back from their serial betrayals over the last half decade and their pathetic performance as conservatives who never conserved nothing over the prior decades? They won't, but they will still benefit from the milieu they have vigorously defended, the one that assures that even abject members of the in-crowd like them will never, ever be held to account. Starting wars you have no idea how to finish, to the extent that you ever want them to ever finish. And what happens? You get rewarded by the elite instead of shunned. Come on down to the green room. Noted intern employer Joe Scarborough's got some questions. And don't forget to fret about my insurrection. I hear that was 9/11 times a zillion. All of this is just simply pathetic. You should never underestimate the capacity of these chameleons to adapt. David French went from pretending to be conservative hard to confessing his white privilege. He'll sing whatever tune you need him to dance to. Just make it rain and he'll start shimmying. Makes you wonder what the hell does he actually believe. And I don't care, and nor do you, but I'm curious, not about what it is, but whether he actually believes anything at all anymore. But you can hold on, because my money is on an upcoming column at whatever unread blog currently hosts his mulings titled The Conservative Case for Sharia. You might ask why it's important to devote the time to mocking these FUDs when they're so manifestly inconsequential. But it's just human nature. Everybody hates a traitor. But more importantly, treachery should be punished. They should be shamed for their prissy perfidy. And there is a practical reason. There are some among our party who secretly yearn to return to the good old days of sensible, measured GOP decline, like under Bush. And these simps need to know the fate that awaits Benedict Arnold's. So contempt for the cruise cons provides a cautionary example. We want politicians who support the American First agenda, but we'll make do with the polls who are too terrified of the base to oppose it. And the fate of the never-Trumpers of Conservative Inc., well, they get some exile to the nether reaches of some panel with Don Lemon. They must await all who would stab us in the back. Ahoy, guys. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. You know what else they would like to ban if they could get by with it? Besides guns. They would love to ban your car. And see, it's not the exhaust or the fuel they burn, but it's the steering wheels that are in them. Drivers of cars get to go wherever they want to go, even if it's not to a good place. Trains run on rails and don't need steering wheels. They go where the all-wise planners know you ought to be. Thus, I have explained for you the irrational preference for passenger rail transport that is continually expressed by the American left. Amtrak is a dud. It's trapped in the past before automobiles open up the vast American continent. Rail is great for shipping freight, but not people. They have to be fed. They take naps. They go to the bathroom. Lumber, sugar beets, soybeans, automobiles, they're much easier to handle. Amtrak, however, has the right-of-way on the tracks, forcing freight trains to pull into holes to get out of the way, thus delaying the completion of their task and increasing the cost. Meanwhile, the reductio ad absurdum of the passenger rail pipe dream is California's high-speed rail. After years of work and billions of dollars spent, someday in the future, folks wanting to get from Bakersfield to Modesto in a hurry will probably still have to drive. Even some incompetent and corrupt politicians are starting to get cold feet on this. Years ago, the legislature impaneled a group of experts to forecast the bottom line reality of the project. And their finding back then was that the operating cost of sending a passenger from the Bay Area to Metro Los Angeles via high-speed rail was greater than the retail price of an airline ticket. Now, remember what I... That's just the cost. Since then, high-speed rail has accumulated still more cost overruns. Now, passenger rail is still viable in areas of high population where riders and destinations are plentiful. But most of America is not big cities. It's hinterland, rich in empty vastness. Lurking below all this wishful thinking about environmentally friendly fuel efficiency is the autocrats for CONTROL. There's even a movement afoot to intentionally worsen traffic and parking in order to compel people to use mass transit. What does that sound like? Prior to the pandemic, mass transit ridership was already on the decline due to ride-sharing outfits like Uber and Lyft. You understand Uber's a racket, right? You get that, right? Uber is a racket. If you have a Uber app, one of the reasons that I'm going to drive everywhere I go is if we ever open anything up again, is so I'll have a vehicle. Because Uber, and I don't know about Lyft, I know about Uber. Uber Uber doesn't make any money. What they're trying to do is run the taxi business out of business. And then they can make some money. But in the meantime, they're just trying to run the taxi business out of business. There's taxi cab drivers in places in these big cities where, they've killed themselves because they've been run out of business by Uber. That's my little digression on Uber. One thing about Uber and Lyft, they're more convenient and less expensive in some cases. And as in other areas, the pandemic has accelerated this trend. But mass transit is a branch of government, not of entrepreneurial innovation. And so it has an entrenched life support system. So I'm no longer surprised to see double-sized articulated buses practically empty, but going through the motions and tying up traffic. And the involuntarily generous taxpayers are no longer surprised to see the add-ons to their property tax bills to cover the revenue deficit being generated by these systems. Now, in the San Francisco Bay Area, transportation is the most dominant issue within the realm of public policy. But there's this ginormous body of water smack dab in the middle of everything. And, you know, first ferries, then bridges, then subway tubes. When Richard Henry Dana, writing in 2 years before the mast, went there in the early 1840s, there were no real harbors, so they used longboats to get ashore. Progress has accumulated. Today's visionaries, however, are much more interested in getting kickbacks from the various unions that operate these obsolete and largely underused systems. I think it would be quite nice if we could just teleport to our desired destination and not have to bother with the drudgery of actually getting there. You know, sort of beam me up, Scotty. The other thing about the automobile is that the automobile means that you can go wherever you want, whenever you want. As long as there's gasoline. But there's going to be gasoline for quite a while. I won't see it run out in my lifetime. And, yeah, if they could ban that too, what, they really just want to herd us. They want to herd us all into the big cities. They don't want to have, and they don't want to have standalone homes either. We could be using that land for some good solar farms and some good Soylent Green fields, right? So there's a lot of things they'd like to do away with and take us into the big cities for whatever reason. I guess it has to do more with a central control mechanism that they imagine that once they got everybody into one place, that they could manage us. And it's going to be very educational for me to watch Australia as it goes through everything that's going on, because I expect to see that to go sideways really badly. And that will become a problem as they go along. And we'll see how they handle it and what they try to do. And if they start shooting their own people, I don't know. What will we do? Will we stand back and let them do that? Should we? I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 U.S. service members were killed in the attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. One of the explosions was outside the airport, and another was at or near a hotel near the facility. The hotel is reportedly used to ferry Americans to the airport. California Democratic Congressman John Garamendi telling MSNBC this is a tragedy.
Tragic, heartbreaking, not unexpected. This is an extremely dangerous operation from the very moment it began.
Following the multiple explosions, the State Department sent an email to congressional offices stating, please do not direct individuals to the airport in Kabul at this time due to the situation on the ground. President Biden's meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister is being postponed until tomorrow as well. This is USA Radio News. Amid the chaos and confusion at the airport in Afghanistan, life goes on. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
So far, three babies have been born as their parents sought freedom from the Taliban in Afghanistan. During a briefing at the Pentagon, Air Force General Todd D. Walters spoke about a special one.
We've had further conversations with the mom and the dad of the baby that was born on the C-17 inbound to Ramstein. They named the little girl Reach, and they did so because the call sign of the C-17 aircraft that flew them from Qatar to Ramstein was Reach. That child's name will forever be Reach. And as you can well imagine, being an Air Force fighter pilot, it's my dream to watch that young child called Reach grow up and be a U.S. citizen and fly United States Air Force fighters in our Air Force. Over.
The Labor Department reporting 353,000 Americans filed for first-time jobless unemployment benefits last week. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then. California recall. That's starting to get sort of hot. And right now, it's beginning to look like Salem radio talk show host Larry Elder might actually pull it off and become the next governor of California, which would be hilarious. But I digress. I've often said in debates and everything that radio talk show hosts should be the ones asking the questions, not some TV news talking head. And it would be quite interesting if Larry Elder were to win. Now, Larry Elder, of course, is a uber-conservative who just happens to be a black man, which is also interesting. But right now, they're starting to put some ads out there. The latest political ad in California, attempting to discourage voters from recalling Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, doesn't just suggest people will suffer if the governor is ousted. It outright says so. The ad opens, what's at stake in the September 14th recall? It's a matter of life and death. Looks like Newsom's side has realized that voter apathy might bounce him out. And early confidence that Newsom's numbers were high enough to weather this political storm has faded because the polls are showing undecided voters increasingly turning against him. which makes him, well, it makes turnout a bigger factor. California is overwhelmingly run by Democrats, and far more voters are registered as Democrats than Republicans. But polling shows a nearly even chance of Newsom getting recalled, not because he's losing the support of his own voters, but because they're telling pollsters they're not as likely to vote. So, the warning, the warning that we get out of this is that, you know, vote against the recall or people are going to die. And the advertisement leans heavily into the friction between Democrats and Republicans in terms of COVID responses and support for related lockdowns and mandates. It suggests Newsom's directives have helped to protect the state, but they also note that he's ordered a vaccination mandate for health workers and teachers. Then they argue that the Republican recall frontrunner, Larry Elder, they don't say his name, but they use his image in one of his tweets, would get rid of mask and vaccine mandates on day one. The ad seems to be trying to frighten apathetic Democrats into voting to protect Newsom because of his importance in fighting the pandemic. But the oppressive mandates that weren't tied to the scientific understanding of COVID spread and his own flouting of those guidelines means his credibility has taken a hit. If he hadn't made a mockery of his own lockdown demands by having a fancy dinner at French Laundry with lobbyists, would Republicans have gotten enough signatures for the recall? Now, beyond the comically extreme fear-mongering, a secondary line of attack outside of those campaign ads has involved questioning the legitimacy of California's recall system. Stephen Greenhut noted this dynamic last week, arguing that Newsom protectors are attempting to claim the whole thing is unconstitutional because the end result may be a winning candidate who received fewer votes than Newsom. Right now, there's even a federal lawsuit against the recall. Now, this is all, of course, mostly misleading hogwash. There are differences between how we view the recall and the actual legal construction of it. And it may look like a bunch of people are running against the governor as though they're opponents in a typical election. And in a certain practical and political sense, this is true. Elder is campaigning against Newsom. But in the legal construction of the recall, Newsom is campaigning to keep from being fired. So the first question in the recall election is whether to boot him from office. Second question is which of the 46 candidates should replace him. And the winner will be whichever candidate gets the most votes. So if he gets enough votes to, let's say, yes, kick him out, then it's whoever comes in first out of that gigantic 46-member beauty contest. The misleading attack on the recall posits that Newsom could lose the first question, but whoever wins the second question could succeed him even if he or her or she got fewer votes than those who choose to keep Newsom. Therefore, those who voted to keep Newsom are being unconstitutionally deprived of their choice of who should replace him in the event that he is ousted. But that's not actually true. Right now, there's anti-recall advertisements featuring Senator Elizabeth Warren. Made a point of telling voters to vote against the recall, but appeared to deliberately omit that even opponents of the recall could choose Newsom's successor should he lose. Now, I thought at that particular time that it seemed likely to backfire if Democratic voters ended up losing their chance to pick an alternate. Now that actually seems like a plan. People in California are receiving vote reminder cards in the mail over the weekend that are encouraging them to vote yes or no for the recall, but also are saying in big bold letters that you do not have to choose a replacement candidate. So now it's like they're pinning their hopes on the idea that he could get recalled, but nobody would get any votes to replace him. I don't know what they have at that point. I don't know what happens. If they don't, then it seems very likely that, yes, Newsom would have gotten more votes than his replacement because so many people didn't cast a second vote. This is the height of cynicism, and it's an anti-democratic approach that courts will hopefully see through if legal challenges progress. But it's amazing for me when the Democrats are out there screaming voter suppression by Republicans as an argument against this recall, while at the same time deliberately trying to trick Democratic voters into not choosing an alternative, thus suppressing them. Right now, publicly, California Democrats are demurring when asked if they agree with the scholars who argue that the recall is unconstitutional. But it's impossible not to notice how recall opponents' approach involves deliberately not telling voters they can oppose the recall and still select a successor. And the actual loser of that tactic may not be Elder, but Kevin Paffrath, a real estate broker with a popular YouTube channel running as a Democrat. One recent poll had him ahead by 4 points. He presents himself as a centrist. But we're going to see what we see. And it seems like many of these potentially lost replacement votes may not ultimately be going to Elder, but to candidates like Paffrath. So he, not Elder, is likely to be the one harmed by the Democrats. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Media outlets always love to report the results of polling on a hot-button policy issue, primarily to try to influence you, primarily to set up this air of inevitability. But they rarely tell you if the people supporting proposed legislation, especially when it's restrictive, are the same people who would be affected by it. And this matters in several important ways, not least of which is that getting a law passed is not the same thing as getting people to obey the law. And nowhere does that matter more than in this heated debate over gun law. Now, The Hill reported earlier this year of the results of a Hill-Harris X poll. 57% of registered voters in the March 24th, 26th survey said there should be more laws regulating guns in the country. Now, this part where the story might be a little more complicated is hinted at later in the article where the numbers are broken down along partisan lines, to reveal that 79% of Democrats support tighter gun laws, but only 36% of Republicans agree. So why does this partisan divide on gun policy matter? Well, because gun ownership has traditionally been divided just as starkly along partisan lines, with Republican and Republican-leaning independents much more than twice as likely than Democrats and those who lean Democratic to say they own a gun. 44% versus 20%, according to 2017 polling research by Pew. And that may indicate an ideological difference, or it may be evidence that familiarity with firearms encourages a more relaxed attitude towards the legal status, or maybe both. But whatever the reason for the deep disagreement, enforcing tighter gun laws would require the cooperation of the people who actually possess them and oppose these policy changes. Now, recently, the partisan divide on gun ownership seems to be shifting. Many people from the left side of the political spectrum and members of Democrat-leaning constituencies have been acquiring them as a means for self-defense. They've lined up to make purchases at gun stores as faith in police and institutions erodes, and society is trying to fracture. But even as their partisan identity becomes less predictable, gun owners and non-owners continue to disagree on policy. Now, non-owners are 31% or 31 percentage points more likely than gun owners to say they favor creating a federal database to track all gun sales, 77% versus 46. And there are similar-sized gaps in opinion over banning high-capacity magazines and banning assault-style weapons. This also coming from Pew Research. Majorities of gun owners say they favor allowing concealed carry in more places and allowing teachers to carry guns in K-12 schools, but only about a third of non-owners support those policies. Majorities of gun owners and non-owners do agree on two restrictive measures. They agree on preventing people with mental illness from purchasing guns and making private gun sales subject to background checks. That's unfortunate on the first count, since threatening the civil liberties of those with mental health issues is likely to deter them from seeking help. On the second point, requiring background checks for transfers of firearms between private parties, that's unenforceable when the government has no idea as to who owns what. And only a few states, in the grand scheme of things, have registration requirements. Researchers investigating the effect of comprehensive background check laws in Colorado, Delaware, and Washington found an increase in such checks only in Delaware, according to a study published in 2018 in Injury Prevention. They wrote, "One plausible explanation for our findings is low compliance in our study states." But trying to compel compliance by belatedly imposing restriction requirements is also a losing bet. Gun policy is a divisive issue. And people that own guns know that some politicians want to outlaw and even confiscate what is currently legal. And they don't seem inclined to make that goal easy to achieve. So when Connecticut required owners of so-called assault weapons, which are really semi-automatic rifles with a military look, to register their property with the state, they achieved all of a 15% compliance. Compliance in New York with a similar rule topped out at 5%. This is a bad sign for trying to track gun sales. It's a bad sign for trying to restrict magazine capacity, and it's a bad sign to ban assault weapons, quote unquote. And the people who would be affected by such laws overwhelmingly oppose them, and they've repeatedly demonstrated a willingness to defy rules that they don't like. Moreover, the disagreement over restrictive gun law, that chasm is getting wider. Now, this coming from Pew Research in April of this year, although Democratic opinion has little changed since 2017, GOP support for an assault-style weapon ban has dropped substantially from 54% in 2017 and 50% in 2019 to 37% today. Similarly, Republican support for a federal gun sale database is 13 percentage points lower than it was in 2017. There have been more modest Republican shifts away from support for bans on high-capacity ammunition magazines and background checks for private and gun show sales. Gallup finds a similar hardening in attitudes, with a gap between Republicans and Democrats over gun policy widening from an average of 22 points to 47 points, mostly as a result of the GOP's growing opposition to gun control measures. The partisan associations of gun control proposals are this is sounding the death knell for their prospects. The United States right now is a very heavily politically polarized country in which relations between the factions are defined by animosity. And about 55% of Republicans and 44% of Democrats say the other party is not just worse for politics, they're downright evil. So, in an additional reality check for advocates of restrictions, the growth in gun ownership among Democrats and some of their traditional constituencies, amid the loss of faith in government to keep the peace and treat people with respect, makes it more likely that support for tighter gun laws will decline in their ranks than that the Republicans are going to change their attitude. So they're having trouble from within. These numbers are going to continue in this direction. Because I don't see anything changing. It needs to change, but I don't see anything changing. The question becomes now, will the politicians notice the change? And if they do, will they change along with it and actually move on to other things? Because as the desire for gun control wanes, which gun control is almost impossible to, it's almost impossible to enforce. You can't make it to where nobody gets guns. You just can't do it. There's just no way to do it. But will they change as the attitude towards guns changes in the country? It's actually a very good sign that it's happening, but at the same time, I'm sort of anxious to see what happens with it. So we'll see what we get. Coming up next, we're heading into hour number three. We're going to be going with Joe Chambers, and we're going to do the 1911 University. I got a question about a part everybody's using that I haven't tried yet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.